In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today, the third Sunday of the Blessed Great Fast, and as we all know, this is the Sunday of the prodigal son, or the lost son. And this parable, we all like it, and it's something that we all can relate to. We always can take the position or think of ourselves as one of the two sons, unfortunately. As this parable also is also named the parable of the clever son, or the smart one who is able to correct himself, come back to his senses, and come to his father's house. This parable also is named by some people as the parable of the good father. And this is what we are going to reflect on today in a few minutes, about lessons from a good father. This man who has two sons, each one of them was lost in his own way. How this man is giving us example about how to be good parents, and also how God himself, because this man is a symbol of our Heavenly Father, how can we conduct ourselves and learn from his attitude towards us. The first lesson we learn from the good father, how he respected his son's wish to leave the father's house. At a certain time, we have to understand that our children have their own life and they choose for themselves. We like it or not, we like their decision or we don't favor them. The father allowed his son to exercise this freedom and make decision that he thought it would be the best for him. The son was not able to learn from the father's wisdom. I am sure that the father gave him many instructions before, telling him, this is wrong, you are going to suffer, you should not leave. And the son did not heed all of these kind of instructions. It was time for him to learn from the school of consequences. It's a harsh school and it's very costly, but sometimes it is the only school. This is the only thing that is right. The father understood that he will never win his son by keeping him against his will. I can push him, I can exercise authority. The people at the back, outside, please, we are either in or out. He will never win his son by just pushing him to stay. The son will be staying and just grumbling, feeling bad about himself, thinking, I am staying with an oppressive father. What kind of relation is this? What kind of gain that the father would receive by keeping his son against his will? So this is the first lesson we learn from the good father, respecting the son's wish to leave. If this is the only thing you want to do, it is what it is. The second lesson is not rushing to help him while he was suffering. I'm sure the news came to the father that his son is suffering and he is in want and he is hungry. We hear about him, he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. If the father would rush out of kindness and trying to give to the son while he is living in this kind of prodigal living, again he will keep him where he is. And the son will feel entitled that, okay, I can do whatever, I can mess up, and someone is going to bail me out and pay for my mistakes. The father, as he was able to restrain himself from keeping his son against his wish, he was also able to restrain himself from helping his son while he is suffering. Sometimes we do the opposite of these. We force our children to do something while they are in age to make a decision, just because I think it is right. And whenever they suffer, we rush to their help, not allowing them to learn from their mistakes. The father did exactly the opposite of what we are inclined to do. The third lesson is how he accepted his son in a compassionate way. He was waiting for him outside. He ran to receive his son. He fell on his neck and he kissed him. And he also restored his son to his first state. Everything was given back to him. No reservation whatsoever. This is again one thing that we doubt God when we come back to him. We always question if God is not going to keep the record and then one day he is going to avenge. We don't believe that He is as forgiving as He tells us. Even after we come back, even after we say we are sorry, we're still doubting His intention. This is not the case. Maybe we do this. Maybe we keep records. Maybe we keep holding grudges. But this is not our Heavenly Father. When He forgives and He forgets and He grants this kind of restoration without any kind of reservation. The fourth lesson is in the return of the sincere repentance of His Son. He granted a second chance. If you notice in the reception of the Father to His Son, there was no word of rebuke whatsoever. Typically, what we are inclined to do is to say, Anush Ultilak, didn't I tell you? At least, maybe the best of us will say something as short as this kind of statement. But the Father, He gave a second chance with no rebuke. He knew that His Son is coming back suffering this sense of being a failure. I wasted everything. I disappointed my Father and I am good for nothing. It's enough, this kind of pain that He was suffering. The second chance is second chance. As we can see here, the Heavenly Father is granting to His Son and everyone who comes back. Something is very unique about Him. I doubt how much we can really imitate this kind of example when it comes to restraining ourselves from saying something painful to someone who hurt us. The fifth lesson is the acceptance of His Son's return, even knowing that He came for a selfish reason. Why did the Son come back? If you ask yourself, why did He come back? Did He miss His Father? No, that's not the reason. The reason is what we read in verse 17. But when He came to Himself, He said, how many of my Father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? It's all about me. I am hungry. And I am perishing. Let me go back. And even with this kind of selfish intention, the Father received Him with no reservation. The Father did not even ask Him, why did you come back? Is it because you made a mistake for me and now you feel sorry for me? Or this is because you feel sorry for yourself? Apparently, of course, He was feeling sorry more for Himself. Hunger pushed Him back to come His Father. And this is again one thing that's amazing about our Heavenly Father. We are all here in the church for different reasons. Maybe some of us are here today because they love God truly and they want to be in communion with Him and they understand us. Maybe people are coming here today just for the habit. It's Sunday, this is what we used to do without thinking. Just come. Maybe people are here just because they are afraid that God is going to punish them because they did not attend Sunday liturgy. Maybe some people are here only for the blessing. I'll take a blessing. It's just taking, receiving. But what about the Heavenly Father Himself, His feelings, His emotions, maybe the least I would care about. Many, many different reasons and intentions. Still God is receiving everyone and giving and blessing. Even while if we look inside ourselves, we might find something that will not make us all feel maybe very proud. The sixth lesson is the patient and loving correction of the wrong convictions of the older son. The older son was living inside, but his mind was somewhere else. He had many, many wrong convictions. Look how he is correcting his son's convictions. He told him, your brother, instead of the son saying about his brother, the son of yours. The older son has no sense of belonging whatsoever. It is your son. It's not my brother. And then we find the father is correcting him. The older son feels pity for himself, feels sorry. Why you never gave me a goat to celebrate with my friends? And then the father is saying him, all that I have is yours. You understand this wrong. You are after a goat. You have everything that I possess. The older son thought of his brother as prodigal one, the one who has devoured your livelihood with harlots. And then the father is telling him, your brother was dead and now he lives. How different is our father thinking than us? We have many different convictions. Many of them, unfortunately, are wrong. But in his patience and love, he keeps trying to correct us over and over and over. The message is the same. It will depend at the end if we are willing to accept it or not. The last lesson, the seventh lesson that we learned from the Father today, is the good memories of a warm and generous family house that he instilled in the mind of his son. The son came back knowing that my father's house is a warm place, is a good place. And he knew that his father will accept him. If we doubt this, we wouldn't come back. If there is nothing we long for, we will never come back. But we know this. There are good memories between us still and God. How many of my father's higher servants have bread enough and to spare? This is again a question for all of us. We all have some kind of family album. I'm not speaking about the one we keep pictures in at home. We have this kind of album in our own minds. Whenever we think of our families, what kind of pictures that come to us? This is the pictures that make us to long for the family, love the family, want to be with them. If the pictures are not as good as this good father was able to instill and keep in the mind of his children, what do you think our children would feel like about the family house? A question for us to ask, and also something for us to learn. It is these good memories that keep people coming back. What we try to do in the church many times, whenever we have some kind of activities and camps, etc., is not the activity, it is the memories. Because these memories, what is going to bring our children back to the church, remembering the good days they spent in the church. And they say, we long to it, we love it, and we want to go and repeat it, and we want to grant our children to experience the same. It is memories that keep people in a place. Let us be very so careful as parents, what kind of memories we make our children to keep and retrieve. As I said in the beginning, this is not only a story about children who went astray, one outside and one inside. It is about a father who is loving and kind and good and wise. And from him we learn many good lessons. May the Lord to grant us all wisdom so we can imitate this good example. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.